so that everyone is working together to ensure that you are really having a true global approach to the patient. And it includes not just the practice, not just the practice team, not just the physicians, the consulting physicians or the referral physicians, but you're also including other people, other members of the community. Meals on Wheels, Agency on Aging. So when you survey your community and as you begin to embark on that journey for a patient-centered medical home, don't forget about the surrounding community. So when you take a look at this entire model, and if you are actually living this model and beginning to make things happen in your practice, if you do this, you're going to have a very prepared, proactive team because they're going to be ready when that patient and that caregiver and that family comes in. And if you've gone ahead and spent time working on self-management with that patient, spending time educating them, and when I'm talking about education, it's not handing them a pamphlet. Tell me what we just talked about. Can you share with me what it is that you're planning on doing? Can you share with me when you're going to do it? How often are you going to do it? So that if you have an informed and activated patient, and generally speaking, if that patient is really engaged in self-management and they are motivated, you will see that the question or the comment of noncompliance is virtually eliminated because you now have an educated patient, an informed, activated patient.